Welcome back to the Put Me Also Deep podcast. I am your host, Alejandro Gomez. That was my other last name.
We're going by the government today, and I'm your co-host, Fortino Alejandres. And today...
You just get where...
cancel it.
They're going to find our information.
For real.
But anyways, welcome back to the podcast. It's just me and my brother.
It's today's a special edition, the sibling podcast.
Eric couldn't be here because he'd rather go celebrate his father's birthday
with his family,
instead of putting in work today. He'd rather go spend quality time,
you know, use that hard earned money from his job on his family.
Damn,
I'm just kidding, bro. Oh no, I saw love. Shout out to him. Happy birthday to that young man. Unfortunately, yeah, Eric couldn't pull up on this one and shit. You know, we're just haters, but you know, he's still here spiritually with us. And you know, this is a different event for us today. You know, something for us to try out for us. Good to.
I think we've done it before. What are you talking about?
We have.
Yeah, it's funny. Podcast but episodes we've done with like, it.
I feel like we switch up the cast members, but like.
We had tryouts.
Hey, we should imagine podcast tryouts. Would you guys like that? People coming in and out.
You recorded, guys vlogging.
I get kicked out.
The main host gets kicked out.
Nah, I can see that happening. You know, if it's for the better, I'll leave. My little fucking stick in the little napkin bandana.
Oh, stupid! When they're running away, they have like a stick with bandana, like,
knapsack or whatever.
A knapsack. There you go.
No, I don't know what it's called either. Nah, but for this one, I want to be close and intimate with y'all. We call this the
let's call it Breaking Bad.
El Camino?
No.
The Salamanca brothers?
No, then, well, that's true. But the name of the Gus, you know, the
Pollos Hermanos, what is it called? Yeah.
Los Pollos Hermanos.
Los Pollos Hermanos, yeah.
That's us today.
Was it a play on Pollo Loco?
Probably. Oh, I never thought of that.
Whoa.
Oh shit!
You know it's crazy. You know that I just saw the other day too. That show is meant to almost. It was originally supposed to take place in Silver Lake, I think, in Los Angeles, LA? In LA, I mean, and shit.
Salt Lake.
No, I don't know. It was supposed to be in California, like a small town in California or a subsection of Los Angeles and shit.
Uh-huh.
But then the city hall was like, "Fuck that! Get that shit out of here!" No, but it's crazy how much New Mexico and you know, the city of Albuquerque is thriving from that show and the economy and the tourism and everything and so forth and the culture. But I don't know, knowing the show myself and shit and being somewhat of a fan, I feel like it just made more sense and the story just lines so much better being from a small town of like New Mexico and shit. You know what I'm saying? New Mexico doesn't get that shine. Albuquerque itself and stuff like that. I don't know. I feel like it just made more sense in New Mexico. If it had to be anywhere else, it would kind of just wouldn't hit the same, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something about that small town esque vibe that made it more sense.
I always thought it was based in New Mexico.
Yeah, right. It gives that impression.
So it wasn't?
No, it was originally supposed to be in California.
But like, where's like the original? Because it's based off a true story. Like,
is it?
Walter Wright is a real person.
No, I thought that was vice versa.
No, he's a real person. He's like, it's based on a story.
Nah,
kinda. I don't know.
I could be mixing my facts here. I thought fact they check. Found a guy that was very similar to his story that basically they put him as the real Walter White. So it was some dude in Alabama making his own crack, his own fucking meth or whatever and shit. I'm sorry. I know meth and crack aren't the same thing. I'm sorry. I don't want to disrespect anybody.
Hold up. Oh, never mind. I guess not.
No, it's not. Huh. That's what I'm telling you. Some people got pinned. It just happened to get pinned for similar scenarios like that, and they just said, "Oh, they're the real life Walter."
Because
I heard of a story like that too. It was a female principal of a middle school. She got busted with some 80-year-old dude or some shit in a car, and they had like a heavy ounces of drugs and like a gun, and they fell asleep or some shit in the car, and they pulled the cops found him and shit, and then she was a middle school principal.
What the heck?
And she was running hella drugs and shit, but she just...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Remember that story?
Yeah, I remember. Remember that, too? Like, you sent us a video, like, we were going to talk about a while ago?
Yeah.
About, like, that... It was, like, not congressman, or something with, like...
Oh, yeah, remember that dude smoking crack? Smoking crack?
Yeah, that was something like that.
He was, like, I relapsed, and I was like, damn, bro. So he said he was going through a divorce or some shit.
So you got to smoke crack?
Yeah, so you got to smoke crack and shit. You relapse on crack, like, okay, damn, you go from crackhead to congressman, and you're just going to relapse like that?
Damn.
Over a little divorce. And then, yeah, this guy, this congressman, we'll pull up the video for you guys.
And probably won't, but
yeah, what I'm saying, we'll do it for. And then this congressman, they found him dozed off asleep in a parking lot or some shit, and because he was smoking crack, and the police pulled him over, like, you know, why is your car? Yeah, what are you doing here and shit? And then he was a congressman or whatever, And then he said, my bad, I relapsed and shit, you know, because he was going to divorce and shit. Like, damn, crack. Damn. You think his wife knew he was doing crack before?
I don't know.
No judgments here.
No judge free zone here. Yeah. But anyways, speaking on crack.
Speaking of crack.
You
ever try fish and chips?
Stupid. Have you heard of you know Logic, right? The rapper?
Yeah.
Turn up that Logic.
Yeah, turn that Logic up. He said, inside me is the master and the what?
Dang.
I was like, no, you don't know that bar? Huh? I'm not going to say it, bro. It's foul. Anyways, go on.
But anyways, he dropped the, I guess he has his own like kind of podcast or something on YouTube.
No way.
And then he dropped an episode like a few days ago with his dad. You know, you listen to his music, right?
I heard his earlier works from Dat Piff era up until that Suicide song.
Yeah. So he always mentions that, like, his family and his dad was a crack addict and was never around.
Yeah. Really good lyricist, by the way.
Yeah, he is. But he mentioned he had like a whole show with him, and he kind of broke down like how like he felt like as a kid, you know, like growing up, like his dad wasn't around, and how his dad favored more drugs than he did, you know, his own kids.
Damn.
And then I was gonna that's actually one of the things I want to talk about, because kind of like based like kind of how like we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the video, he's sitting down with his dad. So he talks about how he changed from when he was younger, yeah, like in his career, yeah, to now, because he's like 30 something now. And then how his dad always asked for money, you know. So, like,
now that he's popping?
Well, he's been popping. He's been popping for years now, but his dad always asked for money. Like, hey, give me, I guess his dad asked him for like about 800K?
Mm-hmm. 800K?
Uh-huh, to buy a house.
God, don't fuck yeah, to buy the whole thing out. Goddamn, yeah. Chill, bro. No, and fucking then, no shame right there.
I guess when he's younger, like when he was younger in his rap career, and he, obviously too, because he's a younger age, he was like, "Fuck that, I'm not gonna give you shit. Like, I'm not gonna give you money and this and that." But now that he's older, you grow up, you're more mature, so like,
yeah, you're like, let things go and shit.
He's kind of like, you know what? I will give you the money and this and that. But like, he's always talking about too how when he was coming up in his rap career, he was helping out everyone in his family, because he has sisters, brothers, and mom,
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How he had to pay like everybody. Like if I pay for all my siblings, let's say example, houses,
school,
if I buy them houses,
car payments and shit.
Yeah, if I buy their houses and cars, I'm gonna have to pay the payments on that. If I get them just like internet, I'm about to pay like 9 different what's it called, accounts for internet.
Yeah.
So it just adds up and everything. And that's one of the things I want to talk about. How like,
and it's, you know, so easy to forget.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to talk about how like, you know, like we in Hispanic culture, when you know, we come over here from like, I don't know, wherever, Mexico, Salvador, or whatever,
yeah,
we always try to send money back to our people, you know, mm-hmm, our family and this and that,
mm-hmm,
and we also hear stories about how like when we send money back, like, okay, here's money for you to help you and the family do, yeah, something, yeah, with us, so we can help each other, yeah, help you guys out,
mm-hmm,
but you know, most of the time they end up wasting it on like,
who knows what
stuff, you know.
I've heard a lot of cases like that with like close friends from growing up and like high school and like everything, like now even adulthood at my job right now and shit, uh-huh, where they send money to their cousins, their siblings, uncles, nephews, or sometimes they don't even never even met these people and shit, but their bloodline or whatever, that they pay for their internet, they'll pay for their quinceañera, they'll pay for their fucking getting them shoes and shit, you know, or fucking back to school stuff. And like, ain't nothing wrong with that, it's all love and shit, but I've heard a lot of cases where it's like they want them to pay for the quinceañera, but they're asking for an exorbitant amount of money. Or they're asking for, like, they'll be like, oh, I know you just got a new house. Can you get this and this and this and this? Or they'll be like, oh, hey, I'm so-and-so of your nieto and shit. Like, you got me and shit. Like, bro, what the fuck? I've never even met you.
Yeah.
I've heard about that a lot. And that's crazy, too. And then hearing the actual genuine response from the individual and shit, having to deal with it, they're like, bro, they don't want to and shit. And then a lot of in general, I've heard a lot of like, bro, I'm struggling here. You think I'm rich here? Yeah, I'm rich, quote unquote, compared to over there.
Yeah.
But I'm still struggling paycheck to paycheck over here, so I can't just break bread. I don't got loose money. I barely got loose money for me, type shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because one of the things too was saying that, okay, if I give you money, I want you to do it for like to better yourself, you know.
Yeah.
But every how every story is, like when someone gives somebody money, like, here, I'm gonna give you 10K, do what you need to do with it, like start your business or whatever. End up wasting it on dumb shit. And then they start blaming, like, oh, you ain't giving me money, the money's gone, like, what the hell is that? Because he was saying that he gave his, like, everyone his family money, he gave his brothers, sisters, his mom money, and then, like, eventually they just, like, blow it away, and, like, mm-hmm, they come back and they start blaming, they start getting mad at him, like, oh, you ain't even helping me out, or this and that.
Damn, you're popping like that, you're rich, and what about me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. That's sad.
I was gonna ask you, would, like, let's say if you like to pop off or win the lottery or something like that, Would you like send money back to people?
Like, I won the lottery, bro.
Because we have family over there, but we don't like even talk.
We don't chop it up. It's been years and shit.
But do you think because if you won money and they found out, I'd be like, oh hey, mijo, I'm your tío. Like,
let me get some money. What's up, bro?
Okay, cool.
All right, bro. Hey, I gotta go, tío. All right. No, it's kidding. Nah, it's fucked up. But it's like at the same time, it's like I don't know. Okay, if I won the lottery, it'd be different, bro. Mm-hmm. I would. No one would know. I'm sorry. I'm sounding like an asshole, but I would disappear. I would literally disappear. I'd probably pay off my debt and pay off my girl's debt and my brother's debts and shit. Like, all my brother's debts and shit. Like, immediate household and stuff like that. And I would just fucking, like, dip. And be gone somewhere else and shit. Or I might not even tell my brothers, not just dip. And then I come back.
Damn, what happened to Tino? Why is his room cleaned out?
I should be like, I was like, hey, my little shit.
Let them know. Found his little hated you. I always thought you were...
For the first 2 years of your life, I thought you were a house cat. You know what it's from?
No.
From Family Guy.
Oh, okay.
When they wrote letters to hatred letter to each other, supposed to send it, and then Peter sent it to Megan.
Oh, yeah.
For the first 2 years of your life, I thought you were a house cat.
What the fuck?
Anyways, no, I don't know. I would just dip, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because we are like Hispanic or Latino, whatever we claim to be. Latinx.
I think it's pronounced Latinx.
Latinx. But anyways, we're always like, oh, we got to help our family out. Doesn't matter, true. family, lending money, we give them out.
Yeah, which is true, but to an extent.
Like, I get that part. Like, you want to help someone out, but if we hardly even talk or hardly even know you or met you.
Hey, when's my birthday?
This is a start right here.
There should be, you know, those three or four security codes to unlock your account?
Oh, yeah.
You should get that. We need to start having those to if you really want to ask for someone's money and shit.
Yeah. But, like, we're supposed to help, like, amount. Like, you know, like, why am I obligated to help you out if I don't even know you or talk to you?
And it sounds fucked up, but it's like we're not the only ones that have thought that. I've heard that from a lot of people, like from friends, coworkers, exes and shit, cousins and shit like that, cousins of friends that I've met and shit. And it's like, bro, it's like it's not that we don't want to help. It's like, bro, the individual's going through something themselves too, and it's like, how can you help someone you've never even met?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How can you feel obligated to and shit? And a lot of people take advantage of a lot of people's good heart and shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. And it's like, and I completely get it. Hey, I'm down bad. You're rich as fuck over there. 20, 50 bucks to you is nothing what I could strive for over here and shit. You know, I can make shit straight. But what happens? Next, that bill comes again. That next month comes again and
shit. You gonna give me again?
Yeah, like, okay, like, I just need 20, 50 bucks, 400 bucks to get rid of this bill. What happens? Next month, it comes again. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's fucked up to tell someone, like, hey, yo, I just got you this one time. Don't hit me up again.
Yeah. Bless you. Sorry. Bless you. But anyways, speaking on that, like a little fun fact. Remember that one time when our grandparents came from like Mexico, like a while ago, like a few years ago.
Yeah. Right.
And then they came to visit, whatever. They we talked with them and everything.
Good people.
And then you said that our grandpa, he asked you, like you, Tino. Tino. What's his name?
Oh,
to
yeah.
To me, towards me, because he didn't know my name.
He asked me like 101, like, hey, what's your brother's name? I was like, Alejandro. He was like, ¿qué? Because he couldn't hear it. I was like, Alejandro. I was like, ¿qué? Alejandro. ¿Qué? Alejandro. Alejandro, abuelo.
tell him what you said when we were, like, saying goodbyes.
Ah, bro, I felt so bad, bro. I don't even know if I want to say that on him. But, like, when they were leaving and shit, our grandparents, mind you, we've seen them, like, 10 times in our entire lives.
It was less than that.
Me? Well, I mean, that's how fucking, I would say like, 10 times tops.
Sorry, five times.
From, like, 0 to 20 something years old, that's very little.
I'd say like at least 5 times.
And then that at least 5 times was from like 5 to 10 years old. Those 5 times were at the beginning of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So from like 12 to like 20 something, I never really saw you. No, I mean, it's not up to you. I mean, I'm not throwing no shade, but whatever. But yeah, when I was saying goodbye to my grandparents and shit, I accidentally told my grandpa, I was like, oh, bye, Theo and shit. I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry.
Bye, Theo.
He got pissed, and I immediately caught myself and I said bye, abuelo and shit. But it's like, to be fair, my art and my vocabulary, I've never really said abuelo or grandpa.
Abuelo.
I've said Theo 1,000 times compared to abuelo and shit. Oh, yeah. And it's not his fault. You know, he's older. He don't drive. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, I could argue. I'm trying to be a dick, but I can argue. Well, blame your son. You're just telling him to bring you around. Okay. I'm out of pocket, boy. I'm out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to. And I'm not dissing my grandparents and shit. I love them. You know, I'm glad that, you know, Abuelo's still here and shit. But, like, you know, what I'm trying to say is that there's a lot of separation with, or dark culture with our family specifically, and yada yada, and a lot of factors to it and shit. It's not just that. And, you know, I would have loved to grow up with grandparents from both sides, but unfortunately we didn't grow up with that, and you know, that's the reality we grew up in. And a lot of people do, and that's fortunate for them. That's what's up.
Yeah, because my girl, she grew up with everybody, her both her parents, and she has like 5-10 grandparents, you know.
That's what's up.
And I told her, damn, that must be nice. And then I tell her, oh yeah, it must be nice growing up with grandparents and mom and dad together, you know.
Yeah,
no shade, though. No shade. Hella shade, though.
That sounded shady.
Shady as fuck in Arizona.
Hey, it just comes from pain.
But yeah,
would you say shady as fuck in Arizona?
Shady as fuck in Arizona.
Yeah, yo, for real. It really is, bro. It's really crabs in the bucket out here.
Oh, for real? Let's talk about, that. Crabs in the bucket? Because yeah, last week, we went to... we mentioned it before. We went to the art gallery for your...
Oh, yeah, for Antoinette Carly's art gallery. One of the last ones in the valley and shit. Well, at least in downtown. Amazing show. Amazing artist, Antoinette Carly. You guys should really check out her work on Instagram, Facebook, and everything. Amazing artist and shit. I've had the pleasure of knowing her for quite a few years. She just came back from Germany a bit some time ago and shit. And it was really cool seeing her exhibition and shit in downtown. And then, you know, shout out to them for hosting her. It was just cool.
It was cool.
It was a really amazing experience.
Artwork is dope. Like, it's like
fire as fuck. Unique as fuck.
And then I was telling him, like, her artwork. It's, like, she has a, it's just like portrait, I guess. Of, like,
portrait. Yeah, I guess.
I don't know if it's people she knows or whatever. She draws, like, people from, like, the hood and something like that. But, like, in, like,
in a
unique way and everything.
Yeah.
And then I was telling him, like, because it took us a while to notice these. You really have to pay attention to, like, the art before you. Because once you give it for one glance, like, oh, okay, it's cool. It's cool. It's great. But you have to really, like, give it, like, a second glance, a third glance, because you notice more detail every other time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him, like, oh, damn, this is dope. Because she had, like, the drawing, the painting of the person, whatever person it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the background is, like, a plain background, but it had, like, shadows of, like, mountains or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we noticed, like, here in Arizona, we have, like, in South Mountain, we have, like, the Las Antenas.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, those are the Las Antenas.
Yeah.
And then it was that, and then that one place from South Plaza, the sign, whatever.
Yeah.
In South Phoenix.
Fucking cultural as fuck. Like, what's the word? Monumental as fuck. Yeah. Like, it's just the little details and shit.
It felt good. I'm like, oh shit, because we like, this is shit like we know, you know? Because mm-hmm. you see paintings of like famous like artists from like whatever. You say, oh, Eiffel Tower. Like, okay, we've seen that plenty of times, and this is whatever. Yeah. We've never been there, but it's cool.
Yeah.
But when you see a painting of like, some place you know, like you grew up, like, oh shit, that's the fucking...
Yeah, somewhere I've seen as a kid, it's registered as growing up here and shit. It's really nice and touching to see a fucking representation of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, one of the things I love about her art, she not only touches on, like, stuff that she's familiar with and grew up with, but she really does shine a light in representation for brown and black, like, women and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just an amazing, like, little details that she does and shit. And her art, like you said, the more you look at it, the more you really start feeling it, noticing little details. It's not just slap this, slap that. Like, her growth and her detail and her ability to touch someone is amazing. Not just someone that registers it and comes from that background, but some people around, all around the world. That like can feel her art, and that's what I think. That's the beauty of art. When your art can touch people, whether say you make music and they don't even understand what you're saying, but they can feel your art. That's beauty. You know what I'm saying? Like they can feel your music, the movies and stuff like that. That's art itself in its truest form. When people that don't speak your language or know your culture can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. That's what I love about her art.
Yeah, but it was dope. Like going there, we did a little mini vlog. We'll probably post it up once I edit it. See what we post it on YouTube or TikTok, whatever. But anyways. I want to talk about crabs in a bucket because we went to support her, and then obviously she's a part of your stuff work.
Yeah.
But it's like nowadays, like around like anywhere, I'm pretty sure it's everywhere, like in LA and big cities, yeah, small towns.
Yeah.
There's all the people like they don't support you, and then like they still have that mentality when you tell them, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing music, or I'm doing something. They just want to drag you down, like, oh, you're really doing that? Why aren't you doing like a career or something like
actual? Or shape? Like, or what's that one argument? Like, oh, we don't need more rappers, we don't need more podcasters, we need more mechanics, and
yeah. Oh yeah, because we talk about it too. Like, lastly, like, okay, like you can't do both.
Exactly, you can't do both. One has to be the 9-to-5.
Like, one's a 9-to-5, and the other's just a little hobby, you know.
Yeah, and I've met a lot of artists where they're going, and I strive, and I nothing but applaud it. Where I've met a lot of artists where they're still going to college and school and shit, and that's their backup plan.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But they're still getting a check for it right now.
Because one time, man, back when I was in college, way out here in East Mesa, MCC.
East Valley?
No, MCC, Redmond.
Yeah, Redmond, there you go.
I was going there, I was taking a class in the early in the morning, and I didn't run into him, but I walked past him. It was some rapper that we used to listen to back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
From
Phoenix?
Yeah, from Phoenix, and then like, oh shit, he's here, and like, he goes all the way out here, but But every, it's just a backup plan, you know?
Yeah.
Because we talked about it, but I hate how people say, oh, we don't need more rappers. We don't need more podcasts. We don't need more artists and stuff like that. Want your good career and stuff like that. And then they like try to bring you down and shit. Like people can't just like go to work in the morning, career, go to school, do all that. And then like after they're all done at the end of the day, like from, you know, so 9 to 5 is your work and 5 to 9 is your whatever, your hobby, your second job, your second whatever you're trying to do, business, whatever, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then not to mention there's some people where it's like I've met artists where they straight up tell me they're amazing as fuck. They're painters, they're fucking fashion designers, they're rappers, they're shit, and music artists. I've met plenty of them where they straight out say, they'll admit it, I just want to make it. I just want to make what I like. I don't want to have to fucking turn it into a business. I don't want to have to sell my shit on Etsy. I just want to produce my art and create freely and be happy. And if I can make a couple bucks, I'm cool. But that's not what I'm focused on. And that is amazing. If an artist is at that point where the artist can say, I just want to make it and not worry about the money from it, then that's all beautiful. That's all gore. And I applaud you to go that way and shit. You know what I'm saying? But we live in a day and age where everything has to be marketized and shit and make a dollar off it. Some people don't want to turn their hobby and shit into a fucking business. They just want to do them.
Yeah, because that's what how I was with my photography. Like, people don't know if people listen. If you're listening.
If you're listening.
If you have actual listeners. Because I guess I'm a photographer or whatever.
Yeah, you don't.
A few years ago, I was doing that all the time. It was fun. It's fun. It's fun. Like, I like taking pictures of people, stuff, and making it look cool the way I like it. How I do it. Want to do it. But for a while, like, okay, I want to turn it into a business or make a career out of this, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was trying to figure out how to do that, and I got burnt out from it, and then I was like, damn, trying to figure out how to make money out of this is really killing the whole point of me shooting photos, because I love taking photos or whatever. And then I started like, I don't want to take photos. I'm already burnt out, because now I got to figure out how to make money out of this, and then it killed the whole fun for it, you know?
Exactly. And I've heard that from a lot of people, bro, and that's valid as fuck.
Oh, go ahead, my bad.
No, my bad. No, I agree with you. Like, we're just like, some people, like, they just want to enjoy their art. And if they can make a couple bucks from it, here and go, whatever. Yeah. Or if they can get some exposure from it and, you know, icing on the cake.
Yeah, because back to the art gallery, your Antoinette, right?
Yeah.
She was selling her art, and I was like, okay, how much? I was looking at the pricing. I'm like, oh, shit, like, it's pretty pricey. Yeah. Which is worth, like, I mean, art is
fuck yeah, hella worth it. But like, the actual canvas, canvas painting were fucking, they were, I don't even think they were that crazy. They were crazy. Bro, do I have the money for it? No. But I would love to? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I do, hell yeah, I'll buy something. But I'm saying by the time I have the money to buy it, it'll be way more. It's an investment piece. Her art is definitely worth it.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, like, I agree with you. It's just time and place for it and stuff like that.
Yeah. You took my spot again.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, like, I lost my train of thought.
Like you were saying, when you were looking at her reflection of prices of her canvas pieces and her merch and shit like that.
Yeah. I thought I was going to go with it.
Ah, I'm sorry.
Damn, way to go.
I'm sorry. I'm always yapping.
Anyways, so we're talking about, like, the crabs in the bucket, because people just want to bring you down, because, like, people, nowadays, you can't do shit. You can't do, you can't be, like, a basketball player. Can be like, oh, you think you're going to be in the NBA, whatever, something? Or you think you're going to make with your little music? You think you got a little job?
That you still doing that little clothes, t-shirt business?
You still doing a little business,
bro? And it's valid. I say you when people throw you that kind of shade, bro, pick it up. Don't just like let it linger. I say you pick it up.
Like what the
when people throw that kind of shade, bro? When people say, "Oh, you still doing your little music? You still doing your little t-shirt business?" Digest it, pick it up, and process it. I say put a smile on it and just remove yourself from that person.
No, that's true.
Because if a person's willing to talk to you like that, they'll yap behind your back.
Oh hell yeah, that's facts. That's true.
And then coworkers don't count. Your coworkers are not your friends.
Bro. Oh, hell no.
Yeah, you know, some of them might be, but, like, most of them aren't, bro. And that's just facts,
from experience?
Yeah, I'm just saying from experience. And realistically, a lot of y'all will have a new job in three years and shit. So unless you really fuck with them, because you know the ones you fuck with, the other ones throw, when they say little shit like that, don't fuck with them. You know what I'm saying?
Like, we're family type of shit?
Yeah, or like...
We're family.
Yeah, that shit, or just like when people say, oh, you're still doing your little thing, or you're still going through your little thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't.
That's funny. That's, like, back in November, I guess? I don't know, was it December? We had gone to a dinner with... You were in Rocky Point. You went mom. That one time, we went to dinner with her niece. She came from Texas.
Yeah.
And we all went together, like, her cousins, my cousins, whatever. And the homie, Jose, he was there, because he's married to my cousin, Anna.
Yeah.
He's one of my homies from high school.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you still doing your photography?
Yeah.
Nah, not right now. Like, what the hell? Why? Like, you should do it. Why aren't you following your dream? Not. He's like, why aren't you chasing your dreams? Like, I thought it was your dream. I'm like, damn, it hit me in the spot. I'm like, damn.
Hey, but he was nothing but showing but love.
No, it wasn't in a bad way. He was like, why aren't you following your dreams? I'm like, damn.
See,
because I stopped because of the whole business thing, and then a bunch of like COVID. It was like I stopped right before COVID, so I couldn't like go shoot photos, or whatever. But I'm like, damn, should I have continued? And then this and that, because I thought like, man, I want to turn this into a career and like be a photographer. I don't know which way I would go with it, but I wanted to like take photos of people or famous people or whatever. I don't know. But I was like, man, it's not gonna get me paid, and I'm all here thinking people don't. I'm like, oh, you're a photographer. What happened? This and that. And then I'm like, man, I should have continued with it. Because I'm here thinking people are like, I should have just gone with like a regular career or something like that, you know. And then people are like, oh, you should have continued or should have.
Yeah.
You should have got an actual career instead of wasting your time with that shit, you know.
Yeah. Do you feel like a part of you was like listening too much? Were you doubting yourself and or listening too much to other people? Or you just, didn't feel it?
It's a whole thing. Like, you know, our parents. Like, I don't know if it's. I shouldn't say with us Latino parents. Like, they want you, why don't you get a real career?
I feel like that's 50-50 Latino parents. They're either supportive as fuck or do not understand you and do not support you at all.
Why are you taking photos? Why don't you get a job at a fucking bank or something?
Like, why don't you get a real job?
Why don't you get a real job?
All that gym for nothing. Yeah, like.
You still go to the gym and you ain't seen no results?
Yeah, I've seen that with a lot of Latino parents and shit. Like, mine and my uncles and my aunts and them friends and that shit and, like, previous exes. Like, they're either, Latino parents are either 100% supportive or they're straight up 100% not fucking with it, not hating it, bottom line, not understanding it most of the time. Like, I had homies, shout out to the homie Miguel and shit, when he was cutting hair and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, his parents weren't fucking with it, but he was striving with it and he was growing with it and shit. And I'm not trying to put his business out there, but I'm saying, like Latino parents either, like, 100% fuck with it and support it, or they just don't understand it and they're like, basically come off as hate.
No, yeah, because you're saying that, because I had that hell of a mentality, like, oh, I want to do this, make it into my career, this and that. But I was like, in my back of my head, I was like, I should get a career, I should get a real, I mean, I had a job, I have a job.
Yeah.
I always have a job because I need it.
Yeah, of course, everyone does.
But, like, I should look into a career instead, because it's not going to get me anywhere, because in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, my parents are saying, like, oh, you really think you can do this, or, you know, is this really what you're going to do for the rest of your life? Like, just taking pictures? Is that going to get you money?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't want to do this, you know. You know what I mean?
No, I feel you exactly. And then, like, it's my bad. I thought you were that more in depth. That's why I was staring at you.
Like, is it my turn?
No, my bad. No, I was staring at you, like,
yes.
I thought you were that, like, a couple of levels up, you know.
Oh, my bad.
No, but I feel you. I know, but my bad. I feel you. Like, it's just, it's very conflicting and shit. And also, it's fair as an artist. Not even just as an artist, you as yourself, as a hobbyist, as an artist, someone in trial and error, young, middle-aged, older, whatever. I feel like it's healthy to try things out. If you don't fuck with it, you try it out and you dip with it. Mm-hmm. You know, you change to the next thing.
Because I seen, like when I was following people from the Valley, because everybody is like, yes.
Could you support your people?
Support your people, and you know how people don't support you. But I seen, like, people I used to follow, they would start with one thing. Like, they'd be, like, shooting photos, and next, you know, they're... Same thing, podcasting, or then after that, they're like doing rapping or whatever. They're switching different, let's call it
avenues and the shit.
Yeah. And then they have all like under their belt, like, oh, they're a rapper, but they also shoot videos. And they also do like engineering, sound engineering, and they also do like clothing branding and this and that. They tried it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like people like in this type of field, I don't know anything, photos or any kind of hobby. You switch out different hobbies every now and then just to try it out, you know?
Yeah.
And I think you should do that, because then if you say, like, oh, maybe I can't get money out of, like, I don't know, like, being a professional fisher, like, fishing, because fishing is a hobby, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And some people, like, want to make it big and get, like, a whole brand behind it.
And market it and sell the products.
Like, if this isn't it, then maybe I could, instead of fishing, I could make boats, you know? Like, not boats, something like
something related or completely fucking opposite to that spectrum and shit.
Yeah.
And then I think at the same time, too, it's healthy to try new things. Whether you want to fuck with it, whether you're curious about it, or one thing led to the next, or just straight up deciding this isn't for me, and you're still trying to do what you want to do, like whether it's a hobbyist or your career or what really like strives you. But at the same time, in the same sense, I also feel like we're in a new day and age of like multiple talents. You kind of really had to do multiple things. Like say you're a content creator. Okay, well, you got to be good at public speaking. You got to be good at editing. You got to be good at presenting a product. You got to be good at comedy, whatever the fuck your niche is and shit. Okay, say you make music. yeah, you can rap, bro, but it's more than just rapping. You gotta have lyrics. Okay, you have lyrics, but you gotta fucking, oh, anyone can write good lyrics, but if you can't spit, you can't fucking spit. I'm like, okay, cool, you record yourself. Are you gonna make the beat or are you gonna record your vocals and shit? Those things go hand in hand. Same thing with videos. Are you gonna take the video or are you gonna fucking edit the video? Or are you gonna write the script? There's so many things to it. Same thing with painting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like it's okay that these things go hand in hand and you try them out. Like, some people strive with multiple talents. Some people feel like, okay, I only do 2-3 of those 5 avenues and shit and so forth and shit. Yeah. I just feel like now in day and age, you got this, like, if you really want to do it, like, business-wise, it demands a lot out of you, and that's okay. Like, it's okay to try multiple things and shit. Yeah. Or maybe you fuck with them or you don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then, too, also, like, end of the day, like, do something else, because we had talked about third place, like, a few episodes about, like, mm-hmm. ago. And then, like, how that used to be a thing, and you would go somewhere else.
Yeah,
after
hell
work,
yeah.
And it hurt that, work and home,
yeah,
that's kind of like a hobby, you know, like they could like take you to a different new place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was I gonna say, like,
third place,
and then trying it out, because going home and work is like kind of like brain numbing, you know. You just go home, work routinely every day, don't just mm-hmm. do that. And you, like, people I think should try like hobbies, you know, depending if it's like anything like you know, people do like airplanes, like model airplanes, or
model airplanes,
they fly them around,
creating
whatever.
creating a craft,
painting. This and that. I think people should do that, because not a lot of people do that. People just go home. They just binge watch like shows.
Which is nice, but it's like you know, like you're saying and shit, trying something new.
Yeah, because when I was doing photos, I remember I told you we were at the art show.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you that before I started doing photography, I was never into like art or any like movies, films, or music.
Looking
into that. But once I started doing photography, it opened up my mind to different shit. So I started looking more into art, people's work, and then movies and directors and stuff like that. I started opening like my mind to that.
Mm-hmm.
So like just doing a little hobby. Nah, new little hobby.
Your little hobby.
Your little hobby you got. No, yeah. Something like that. It opens up
your mind. Just touching your legs.
There's new things, you know.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So people should go do shit like that, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Try it out.
Yeah, and yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
Give it a chance.
Go ahead.
No, but what I'm saying, no, exactly going off what you're saying and shit, like, we're not saying become the next Picasso. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. like, if you know, all that little art, hobby or art you've always thought about doing and shit, or you say that sounds cool, then fucking go ahead and try it. Some of them might be a little expensive out of pocket. Some of them might, you might have no clue how to get into it, but, you know, you dive into TikTok, you dive into YouTube, see what's up with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really cool. Like, for me, when I had an instance where, remember, I don't know if you remember, I had a little period where I was doing YouTube hauls and shit.
Yeah.
Bro, I loved that shit, and it was dope as fuck, and I actually got really good feedback off of that shit in immediate videos, and my video was sitting for a few days or a week before I posted it on Instagram, and I actually got, like, a good chunk of views, and then from there, but then it stopped, cause, I mean, algorithm-wise and shit. But, like, and I shot more videos, but I made it straight the fuck up. The reason why I stopped doing it, I enjoyed it so much, but I stopped doing it because the editing part was, like, too much for me.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was, like, I was getting to learn of it, but I made it straight up. I stopped doing it because I didn't want to do it anymore. I acknowledged the fact that I didn't want to pick up the skill set of learning how to do videos, and I dropped it, and I tried it, and it was cool, and I left.
Mm.
It was cool, and maybe I'll do something back in maybe more in the future, especially how TikTok simplified now.
Yeah.
But that's something I love and shit, and I'm glad I tried it. You know, I'm glad I've tried it and shit, and that's all it is. I left it, and I'm glad, and I'm grateful that I got a good response from people, but I just dropped it and let it go because I acknowledged the fact that YouTube editing was too much for me, and I don't fuck with it. And that's it, and I want people to understand, like, just give it a try, you know? You need your third place. You need your fucking, like how you were saying, most people just have their home and workplace. This is why workplaces become so toxic, because people don't have a third place to fucking let themselves be.
Ooh,
they treat their workplace as their... as their link-up spot, as the lunch table, as the fucking...
People start cheating and stuff like that.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, second shifts. Yeah. But, like, all jokes aside, it's like, you know, try something new. And this thing is for you. I understand you maybe got, like, your family, your wife and kids and shit. But you deserve a couple hours to yourself throughout the weekend shit. And it's doable. And I'm not saying make bands from it. I'm saying, like, just let loose and do you, whether it's at the gym or start painting or something. You know what I'm saying? It's for you. Yeah, it might cost a couple bucks.
And don't let people like bring you down.
Don't even tell them. Don't even tell them.
Cause then I told our mom about this. We're doing podcasting.
Yeah.
And then eventually someone told her, and then you think that's gonna get you anywhere?
Yeah. And
I'm like, damn,
bro.
Not saying this is gonna get us anywhere. It might or might not. But it's just for fun. It's just like
this is for us.
It's just fun chatting it up in here.
Yeah, it's for
drinking
y'all.
Pints of liquor and then just doing that. It's fun. Like, it's doing this, just chilling and talking. But if it goes somewhere, go somewhere. It doesn't. But, like,
yeah,
just like that, people, you tell someone, You tell people what you're doing, they're gonna be like, "Yo, okay, you think you're cool? You're gonna make it something out of it? Okay."
How dare you fucking strike better than me?
Yeah. How dare you think you're better than me?
Yeah, it's either that, or they just don't understand, or they want to do it themselves.
Yeah,
that's it. And then it's like, people gonna dislike everything, bro.
That's a sad world.
That's what I'm saying. Like, stop listening with other people. And then a lot of people, I feel, I've stopped myself. I feel like a lot of people prevent themselves from doing something because they're listening to everyone else's voices before they even get the criticism.
Yeah.
You're criticizing yourself and having people's voices in your head before you even start doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's easier said than done, but
that's,
I feel like...
That's funny because when I started the podcast, I didn't... Mm-hmm. I actually didn't cross my mind, like, people, because I know people were going to say something about it, like,
yeah,
whether it was good or bad, or just like critiquing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care, like, if I got any like bad or good feedback, or like, oh, like, you're really doing that? You think that's cool?
The fuck? How dare you fucking strive for better?
I love how I've had people that thought, like, they wouldn't say shit, and they said shit, like, oh, damn, you just said that. I don't care, but like, damn, I didn't think I'd hear from you. But I never let it like stop me, because I want to do it and try it out. See, it's fun. I see other people do it. Why not try it out? You know.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get people that'll be riding your fucking dick. And I say this like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to try to be disrespectful.
What do you mean, like, in a good or bad way?
No, riding your glazing fucking dick. Yeah, glazing the fuck out of you. Creaming positively, it? But at the end of the day, behind your back, they're talking so much shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And most likely it's because they want to do it.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about anything, bro. I've done this with like this is back a few years ago when we're doing more music videos and shit like that. Like, or more of the music and stuff like that. Anything, bro. They'll be fucking, oh, bro, that's fucking sick. But then they never like your shit.
Oh, yeah.
But how were they so informed on everything you've done before I told you, but you never liked anything? So you were watching without, like, engaging. And I'm not saying I need your likes and shit. I'm not. But I'm saying you were obviously watching, but you didn't engage. You were just hating, bro. Yeah. Like, you were just hating and shit. And
nah, never.
And you need hate sometimes. You need that shit, bro.
It's
criticism, motivation, and sometimes you need to know where the fuck you're sucking at. Let's just admit that.
That's true, because if you think, like, if you don't hear, like, what was that thing? If you're not, how do I put it? Like, it's that thing, like, the devil, like, if the devil's not attacking you, then he has you already. Something like that.
What the fuck? I've never heard that.
Because, you know, supposed to people, the strongest... I'm trying to give, like...
What are you talking about? God gives his strongest battles to the strongest warriors and shit?
I think, like, people are struggling. They're probably going through shit. Like, the devil's attacking them. But, like, it's like God putting them through shit, you know? But then... And then they said, too, like, if the devil's not attacking you, it's because he already has you. It's kind of like that. So, like, if people aren't talking shit about you, then that means you're not doing something right. Because if they're talking shit about you, like, oh, you're doing something, you know?
Yeah, and then either way, you're just taking the first step.
Not saying we're like, oh, we're
no, hot shit. No, hey, bro. Like, I'm saying, this is anything, any form of art, bro. You could be sucking ass, hot garbage, and maybe you need to know that.
Hey, bro, you kind of suck.
You fucking suck, bro.
Oh, really? Thanks. And then work harder.
Yeah, whether you use it as fuel, whether you fix the what's wrong with your art, or you decide whether or not, hey, yo, maybe I'm actually not fucking with this. Sometimes negativity, negative criticism isn't a bad thing. Sometimes you just need to hear. Sometimes some of you motherfuckers ain't never heard no.
But okay, let's talk about that. There's a difference between criticism and your opinion.
Straight hating.
There's someone like, okay, bro, you kind of...
Okay, you're just a fucking hater, bro.
You just kind of suck right there. You should do something. Like, all right, cool, thank
you. Yeah, that's valid.
And there's people like just giving their opinion for no reason.
Remember what we were talking about earlier? This is what me and Joe were talking about with other friends and shit, like Kenji and Artemis and shit. It's like when we try to present our art, okay, what if we're hot garbage? I need to know that. What if I should drop this, not drop this? Okay, what if everyone's telling me no, but it ends up being a Yachty hit? Yachty has experienced this a lot, Lil Yachty. But in some sense, when you ask, you have to divide yourself from when you ask someone. This is what they also say, when you ask someone for criticism, sometimes it helps to ask a complete fucking stranger, a non-biased opinion, because sometimes you might ask someone for opinion and shit, and they get too in critique mode because they know you.
Yeah.
Now they start breaking everything good and bad and giving all these pros and cons instead of just giving you their honest opinion as a consumer. Sometimes I need to know what attracted you as a consumer and not a critique. You're not in fucking corporate management mode that I need to know everything about it. I just need to know what you think as a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And people won't give you that opinion when you give them, hey, what do you think about this? So maybe switch that, hey, what do you think about this, to just...
What can I work on?
Yeah, or...
Or what's something...
Oh, shit. Who put this on? What is this?
Right.
Like, oh, my mixtape playing? I didn't even know that.
You're an Uber driver? And who's this? Oh, who am I playing?
Exactly.
Shit, you don't know.
Put slapping pictures in front of them. You're a photographer, you're a videographer?
Yeah.
Nah, but all jokes aside, yeah, sometimes it's better to get the criticism from people you do not know, bro.
Yeah, because, for example, my girl's dad, he's like, I think he's going through a phase where he's like...
Cool dude.
He's all right.
Cool ass dude.
He's all right. He's going through a cooking phase.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And right. He's making like bomb. He makes bomb food. I'll give
hell
him that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And last week he made like sausages, like sausage links.
Yeah.
And they're pretty bomb. And like I told him, because me, if you tell me, if it, you give me something and I try it, and I'm going to tell you the truth, I say it is, it's good. But I'm going to say it's good all the time because food's like, food's whatever, always good. It's always good, yeah.
Yeah, food's always smooth.
His brother came and for some to pick up some sausages because he was giving them away to his family. So his brother came.
Yeah.
And then he picked them up and he tried it. And he told him one thing about it. I was like, oh, okay, I need that. I need that. Thank you for telling me that because now I can change that and make it better for other like, people.
Thank you for that.
Insight. So if it was me, I would have thought it's good. To me, it tastes fine.
That's valid.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So you need to give like criticism from all different types of people.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying in the sense of I wouldn't have thought to digest and consume, like analyze that.
Mm-hmm.
You were just enjoying the product, and then this person
because if it tasted
a little
like,
bit more in depth,
if it tasted like actual shit, like garbage, I'd be like, oh, that's just horrible. Like, but it tasted good, so like I'm not gonna critique it because like, oh, it tastes fine to me. What's there to change about it? You know?
And that's the thing, though, dude. It, like, imagine cooking food compared to music. Okay, if you're serving someone food, unless it's absolutely terrible, people aren't really gonna tell you. And realistically, they're gonna tell you it's good. Even if, imagine they serve you in their house, you're gonna tell them it's good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And in this case, it was good. But
this
imagine.
Horrible.
Yeah, but imagine if you're like playing Ox and like, with a group of friends and, mm-hmm. and you play your new shit and then they don't know it's you.
What's that?
They're going to be like, yo, what the fuck? This shit's whack. Skip it.
What's that mean when you're in the front, you're the Ox player and you put on a song and everybody in the back is jumping and you turn around and you're like, hey, yo, who is this?
Yeah, like, see, that's what I'm saying. If you're playing music, maybe don't even tell them it's you.
Yeah.
Maybe go to a group of people.
No, kind of made like the mistake to, with, like, the podcasting. Because, like, you get excited with, like, the stuff you make.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I'm going to post it and, like, tell them like, it's from us, you know?
Yeah.
And, hold on. Shit. So, like, I should have just posted like on our story, you know, like, oh, listen to this. It's a funny podcast, good talks, whatever. Instead of like posting, oh, listen to our podcast. Cause then, Cause when I notice too, like when you post something that's from, it comes from you,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna fucking, people aren't gonna listen to or watch or whatever most of the time cause it's from you. Like, they don't give a fuck. Not saying they will support, but like, who knows what their mind is. Like, I don't wanna support it or like, I'm not interested in it. But if you post something like, I'll check it out, it's funny, I recommend it to you. Like, I recommend this podcast to you.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's your podcast, but they don't know about it.
Yeah.
They're most likely listening, like, oh, yeah, I'll give it a shot, you know, listen to it, you know. And they're like, oh, shit, it's your podcast? It's just pretty good, you know, pretty good.
Yeah, like, it's a secondary thought. Also, one thing, too, and shit, what
crabs
I realized.
Crabs in the bucket mentality.
Huh?
That's kind of the crabs in the bucket.
Yeah, it
kind of
coincides with crabs in the bucket mentality and shit. But also, one thing I've noticed, too, is also the time and place where you present them. I know you might be, as an artist, you might have content, TikTok content, music, videography, podcast, whatever it is. You might have content that you want to give to them, but it's also the time and place for them. Shit. Like, imagine a song. What if you have a turned up song? What if you have a like more in-depth, like, feel life song? What if you have a video
turn
that's
up.
Like, everybody turn up? Like, or what if you have, like a funny-ass video and shit, but you can't show them because they're in the middle of a conversation?
Yeah.
It's three people conversating, and then you're trying to show them, but they're talking to the other person. Point is, like, it's also the time and place for everything and shit.
True.
Like, you really gotta like, lock them in.
You gotta corner them. Listen to this shit, bro.
Either corner them or grab them when it's, like, appropriate.
Grab them.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, grab them where it works. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm saying, like, also, too, if you really want to get the best criticism, it's also a time and place for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Shit. Because I've also seen it with, like, a lot of marketing. You'll see the song 3, 4, 5 times, and they don't tune in until that the fifth or fourth time. Maybe because, obviously, consistency, or because it hit then, or because it started being quotable, whatever the reason is. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. also the time and place where you present your art and shit. If your fucking friend just got home from work, probably pissed off, or finally wants to relax, they don't want to hear, they don't want to fucking see your TikTok, bro. Maybe it's uplifting
you're
enough.
Dancing.
Yeah, you're like,
I don't want to see that shit, bro.
I don't want to see that shit. Fuck, I'm $200 late, bro. Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, it's a time and place for everything, too, though. It's the same thing with any kind of conversation. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you, oh, I'm going through something deep, and you're, like, in the middle of talking about, hey, bro.
Check out this song, man. I just made it.
Yeah, you're, like, oh, in the middle of, like, bro, I just put some fat-ass steel boopers in my whip, bro, and I'm over here, like, Joe, I need to tell you, bro. I discovered something. I'm going through something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to hear that shit. Vice versa.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, just do what you gotta do. Have fun with it. Don't let people, you know, bring it down for me.
Yeah, also the art is for you, bro. At the end of the day, it's for you. Whatever
you
want to do, is for
just
you.
Just do it for you, you know. If you want to go fishing, just for for you to relax and do it. Mm-hmm. If you want to build little, like, you know, little model set stuff, because it's fun to you, then do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, like, oh, you're 40 and you're still building model sets?
Or Lego sets?
Lego sets?
Hell no, bro. Have you seen how intricate they get?
Oh, that's sick. We went to the Lego store at the Chandler? Disneyland. Well, at Chandler, too.
Oh, there's one in Disneyland?
Yeah, like kind of in the outside park of it.
Yeah.
And this shit's a fucking expensive. They have the Avengers Towers, like, fucking, I don't know, like a few $100.
What's something that you would have copped? That you would have fucked.
If I had money, like cheese,
yeah,
like
just nothing. Blow, like, no, this was good.
They had a Captain America shield. I mean, I don't know.
Captain America shield.
Even though it was Legos, but I mean, I would have copped it.
Yeah, shit's pretty hard. I seen ones that are like pretty fucking sick. Like, I saw the Simpsons collection is pretty fucking.
Oh, we'd be sick of Bart Simpson with the skateboard.
Yeah, or like it was their whole entire house.
Oh shit.
Or like all in the Quickie Mart one, John. That shit was fire.
Oh, that shit.
Bro, I was like 3 a.m. zooted as fuck watching this shit on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this shit you watch later.
Bro,
right?
I thought about buying it. And I was like, bro, I'm not gonna build
my
this
funds
shit.
Are good right now.
Yeah,
let's do
yeah.
It.
One of those moments. Yeah. And then the next thing, I was like, what the fuck? Thank God I didn't buy those Legos.
For real, son. Oh man.
Also, shit, it's a perfect time. It's a season. If you're selling something, seize the season motion.
What do you mean?
Like, if I was selling a product and then you seize the opportunity, if you caught me vulnerable, like,
oh,
fucking up by it.
Like when you go to the mall, and they the little kiosk people.
Yeah.
They like, hey, you like perfumes? Hey, my man, let me see your shoes.
Oh, yeah, my man, hey, my man, you need to change for the night. You know what I'm saying? Or like fucking the other day I was at the pawn shop. I was in the mood to buy a gun. I had the money ready. I had cash in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I had a certain amount of cash in hand, like a reasonable amount. I had 500 and shit. You know, you could buy some decent, some slider or something.
Yeah.
Or worst case scenario, I'll put a good chunk down and I'll pay the $100 later.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I had 500 bucks in cash. But the lady didn't sell me. I wanted to be convinced. I wanted to be seduced.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to be tempted in something I don't fucking need. I don't need another firearm. I do not need. It's like sneakers. I don't need to buy another fucking pair of Jordans and shit. But I wanted to be like, hey, my man, them look good on you and shit. That's a good deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to hear that, bro. You got to capture the moment sometimes.
Like, do you when you're online shopping, like looking at shit online, like do you like to stop yourself like, oh, I'm gonna save this because I'm gonna buy it, but like, I don't need it right now, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
And then let's say that thing is in the store, you buy it, you're most likely to buy it in store.
Yeah.
Like, say you find some sneakers, you know, like, oh, they're online, they're a little cheaper,
give me them.
I mean, but I'll get them when I get them. I don't want to buy them right now. But like, if you're going to the same store that day, like, oh fuck, they're here right now, I have them. I fucking get them right now.
No, I've been like that before too. Or you know what I've noticed too with online compulsiveness, I get off my phone and I'll distract myself, and then I realize, oh shit. Or I bought something cheaper for something else that I wanted, something else that I needed. And then I realize, oh shit, that urge is gone.
Yeah. Like, it's just in the moment.
I didn't drop $100. I dropped like $30. I was like, wow, good thing I didn't drop $100, bro. I just impulsive as fuck.
Next thing you know, Apple bill kicks in, change your whole account for no reason. $12.
Your insurance kicks in from Geico because it keep going up.
Shit.
Nah, fuck Geico, bro. They said $150, now it's $130. God, it's been 3 months, bro. Every time they go up and shit.
I haven't even checked
my
shit.
I'm about to call them, bro. They be.
I haven't checked my shit because my shit's like $120 for both of the truck and the car.
Yeah, but that's pretty good, though. Mine's $120 for like one car.
Damn. Shit's going up. Hey,
check car insurance, guys. Arizona drivers are like wilding.
No, for real. Oh, let's talk about that. We had our reasons not to move to Arizona.
Oh,
wanna do it?
Fuck. Yeah. But like, if only Eric was here.
Yeah,
should we say that one?
No, let's do it. No, let's do it right now.
We'll bring it back even full speed.
Full speed. Well, let's give like three reasons why you should and why you shouldn't.
Okay.
Which one want to go?
Go, Drew.
All right, here.
All right. Three top reasons why you should and should not move to Arizona.
Reason why you should move to Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty. The weather's always good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's mostly hot. Like what? 80% of the year? I would say.
Yeah.
It's from like, I want to say May to like, December?
Yeah.
Because like, November's still pretty warm.
Yeah, it really was. At least last couple years.
Still warm. It's like December, it starts cooling off.
Yeah, because it's like, it's hot, less hot, and then cold, and then back to fucking hot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like little beautiful.
That's also one reason why you shouldn't, because it's always hot.
Yeah,
that's all. So the weather's fine, but at the same time, it is
completely contradictive. On the other side, majority of the time it's gonna be fucking hot, and then the last couple of years it was 100 plus in the summer.
Dang.
For 30 days straight.
Whereas one time it was like 122 when we're younger.
Yeah, and if you don't got no AC, baby, like, damn, you're suffering. You're bringing a whole nother outfit. So just when you get to your destination, you change.
You go in your fucking shorts and wife beater.
Yeah, and you hope no one catches you in traffic. Not that kind of way. You just don't want to be seen so ugly.
All right. Another reason why, and another reason why you shouldn't.
I say one of the reasons why you should is because we don't have, like, monsoons. We don't have...
We do have monsoons. What are you talking about?
Oh, excuse me. My bad. We don't have tsunamis. We don't have crazy rainstorms. We don't have earthquakes, really. We don't have...
It's a paradise here.
Tornadoes. We don't have hurricanes. You know what I'm saying?
The weather's always...
We just have tsunamis, bro. But what's
tsunamis? The what the hell?
No, what's the monsoons?
Monsoons.
Tsunami.
Tsunami. No big deal. Desert tsunami. Damn.
Fucking Godzilla.
One. Another reason why you shouldn't.
Why you should not, bro? It's fucking expensive as fuck to live here, bro. In a two.
Shout out to all California folks for doing that.
Drove getting political.
My fault.
But I'm just saying, like, why you shouldn't is just the housing here is not the same what it used to be. We have California prices with no beach, and I'll say
for no reason, bro.
A two bedroom apartment, a one bedroom apartment is like damn near $1,400, bro. Shit, for a fucking not even a studio. Studio is like $1,000 now.
Yeah.
No studio.
Not even like studio. Like,
and if you want to rent a room from someone, it's gonna be $800+.
Yeah,
like for what, bro? For what? Just so you can't comfortably go to the kitchen and there's some other family living there and they're gonna be side eye.
Oh,
like,
hey, join us for dinner.
Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Even though you're paying majority of their fucking rent.
Yeah.
Shouldn't live here.
Shouldn't live here. Expensive.
Shouldn't live here.
Weather's good though, but expensive.
The weather's decent.
All right. Last reason why you should and why you shouldn't.
I don't know. What do you say?
Oh, I had to. Let me look at my phone.
Me too.
I don't want to look at my phone because it's going to fuck it up. But,
everybody a hater. Everybody's a fucking...
Oh, the fucking road rage.
Oh, yeah. The road rage here is road crazy, rage is bad. Bro.
What?
I'm guilty of it. I'm weaving through traffic.
Because people fucking suck at driving here. I don't know how they got their
license. I'm in control. I don't know about you.
There's the difference between California traffic and this traffic.
Yo, California traffic is wild.
It's just fucking busy all the time, you know?
True.
Traffic over here is busy, but people have fucking short tempers.
And then at the same time, no one really follows the speed limit. That's why there's so many speed cops and speedometers now, because everyone no one follows the difference.
I just saw a video before we started like when you're like when you're going 100 and the car behind you still hauling ass behind you and mad
on your
at you.
Ass? Yeah.
Yeah, you're going 100.
That's on the freeway, bro. Yeah. On the 60, when you're hitting the 60 heading westbound and shit, motherfuckers be riding your ass, bro. And there's like two lanes open next to you, like go over there, and then you go over there, and this motherfucker is slow as hell.
Yeah. I hate that shit too. When you're going in your lane and then fucking some
jackass.
Goes into your lane and slows you down.
And then you talk shit because they have a different license plate.
For real. Fucking Montana.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Hey, you must be new here.
get acquainted. Get acquainted.
Hey, no, for real though, because some dude was like slow as fuck. He was holding up like four cars behind me, like three or four cars in front of me. Yeah. And then I finally, everyone went around him. And then I finally got around him. It was some dude driving the speed limit. Like a law-abiding citizen driving 65 on the freeway, and everyone just vroom, vroom, past him and shit.
Just know if you're from Arizona, you're not gonna be driving the speed limit.
Yeah, like I mean, you didn't get it from us, but just get this, just feel the flow.
Just go out there and cheat for yourself. The speed limit 65. People going 80, 90.
Bro, I don't know. You didn't get it from us, but just kept a cup of feel. Read what's it called? Read the room.
Read your surroundings.
Read your surroundings, environment. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers hop, weaving in and out of the HOV lane, 3 a.m., 3 p.m., leaving Phoenix and shit.
Trying to get Megan home. Just to sit down on the couch.
Just sit down on the couch even faster.
God damn it.
Hey, but that's true, though. No one wants to be on the freeway.
No, but yeah, that's... I think we should keep this segment all the time. Reasons why you shouldn't go to Arizona. Move to Arizona.
We'll bring back Eric Grizzly and shit.
Yeah, he'll have some good commentary on it.
Yeah.
He always...
I hope he don't get too political.
But yeah, did you have any questions for him?
I'm going to save some for when we get Eric back.
For the other pie?
Yeah. For this one was a good one. This is a new one. Me and Drew.
You want to wrap it up, Rudy?
My bad.
Oh, you're the one that's wrap it up?
Oh, was that yapping or what?
You're yapping or what?
You cutting me off with something, boy?
Cutting me off something?
Boy? No, I mean, like, my bad. Are you ending it?
No, we can end it right now if you want.
I thought you were. You got something else for me? You got another question?
I thought you had questions for us. You said, oh,
nah, that, yeah, but good. I want to save him from when Eric's here.
Boy, in a group message, all this, y'all better be ready.
That was questions. You.
No, that was you.
That was you. You're like, you better bring your A game. And I was like, I got some fire questions.
I'm bringing them out.
Nah, I'm not going to bring them out.
Why? What are they?
Let me check. It takes like fucking 3 seconds, bro.
Just crack open that phone and hop in your notes and read what you wrote, type down and everything. Go ahead.
I'm going to do a simple one.
Go ahead, Playboy.
You seen the Apple glasses taking over?
Oh, let's talk about that, because I kind of relate to it now, because I have the VR headset.
The Oculus?
The Oculus, MetaQuest, right? Whatever it is. Me and Eric both have it. We talked about it a few episodes ago. But now, like, the Apple came in with the Apple Vision Pro. What is it called?
Yeah, they gave an updated one, huh?
No. Well, that's medical. It's not Apple. Oh, no, I have. But they came up with that. It's like, what, $3,000-$4,000 for it? And then I've been seeing the videos. People just walking around with it.
Yo, it's crazy.
What do you think about it?
It is wild as fuck, dude. I've seen a handful of videos where people are recording other drivers. Mm. And I saw a video where they were getting pulled over.
Oh, the Tesla truck one?
Yeah. And then the cop walks up in the middle of the day with the lights on. and then the driver still has his glasses on. Like, bro, you couldn't take them off. But you know what it is? It reminds me of like 10 plus years ago when smartphones were barely getting introduced and everyone was like kind of adjusting to it and like not liking it. When all phones became one style phone, a touchscreen and shit, back to like multiple keyboards. And then people had to adjust to it, whether they liked it or not and all this stuff. And there was like the whole thing, there's an app for that. Like now it's going to be like, oh, there's a virtual reality thing for that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm not even because I'm concerned about it, but like it's going to happen, bro. And the way technology and internet and trends adapt now, 5 years is 10 years. Like, 5 physical years is 10 years of trends and shit in a matter of time. Like, it's going to pick up. In 10 years, it'll be present. 20 years, it's Manhattan. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure the technology was already out. They just had to drop it eventually, you know?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. It's already here.
But, I mean, I've seen the videos, people wearing it all the time. It's crazy because what if it does turn to, like the movies or TV shows, like, how they present it as, like, the technology is going to take over later on in the future because people just walk around with the fucking the headset on their eyes, you know, and just walking around doing shit, you know. And to me, it's funny, too, how, like, well, what I have is the MetaQuest 2, and it uses, like, the little, like,
a joysticks?
Like, kind of joysticks, handles, whatever, I don't know, what do you call them? To, like, you know, like, if we're going to, like, touch something or whatever, you know, it's in that. This one doesn't use shit. Just use your own hand.
Well, that's wild.
So I was like, what the fuck? Because I thought it was going to come
up. You can just pinch things, huh?
Yeah. You can just, like, grab, like, whatever you're looking at, grab it and move it around or something like that.
You know what I'm saying? You can do this. You can do three things at once. But I'm a victim to it, too, bro, because I used to talk so much shit about my little brother. Like, why are you playing your video game, watching YouTube videos, and listening to music at the same time? Then I caught myself doing it. I'll be playing the video games and shit, watching on TikTok, and then, like, another thing's going on at once. Like, I quickly became victim to it a few years later. And shit, I used to talk so much shit, like, why do you need so much serotonin? Or, like, when we're on TikTok and we're watching those you know, those Reddit video, people are speaking it out loud.
Oh, yeah,
and then you're watching the Maze Runner thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bro, like, it's or, like, the satisfying videos. Bro, we're victim to it, too, bro. We're, like, becoming so, I don't know, what is it multitasking at this point? Or just, guess, like, we need stimulant while we engine.
Yeah, we need to be stimulated while we're listening to, like, something, you know?
Damn, imagine teaching in this era.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, because fucking, I'm trying to get, like, if we know somebody that's a teacher or something.
Oh, that'd be cool. We're getting a teacher on board, modern-day teacher.
Because they're young. They're already young.
Yeah. That's we're old enough to be teaching classes
it's
now.
Funny,
Holy shit.
It's funny how, like when we were older, the teachers were fucking old. And, like, the teachers nowadays are, like, young, like ours. Like, damn, where were you at when I was in school? I'm like, what's up? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, I want to bring a teacher, because I want to see how it is, like. Like kids nowadays.
How do we find a local teacher?
How their attention span is. We'll find someone.
That'd be kind of weird though, because we can't go to campus and find.
No,
a teacher.
No, we like people. Everybody's a teacher. Oh, I think
we go to the front office.
Our cousin, Ines. Oh, I think she listens. If you're listening, Ines,
just kidding. Tune in. I know you can hear me talking here.
Hit us up. No, but like I think. It was her birthday. Damn, we just had a birthday.
I didn't.
Damn, I shouldn't hate
this. I don't know about you, though.
No, we should. I think she's a teacher assistant, something
she
like that.
She's the issue. Yeah, I mean,
so she can tell us, because I want to see how students.
Like, maybe she'll do it anonymously.
Put her, like, black.
Her silhouette?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You're talking about those gangland videos?
We already ratted her out.
For real, we'll cut that out.
Well, like, I want to see how, like, kids aren't, like, their attention span is nowadays, because I've seen videos of, like, teachers saying, like, oh, these kids are they're crazier than before.
They're vaping.
They're vaping in the bathroom. Can't even pay attention in class.
They're having sex.
You're out of pocket.
No, I mean, it's true. You seen Euphoria, though?
That shit's wack. That's not even real.
Did you see
that? No one's having sex at fucking like
okay,
that.
Okay, they're exaggerating, but they just.
No one's doing that many drugs in school and going through dramatic drama like that.
I mean, yes and no. They just jam packed 5 years and 5 schools in 1 year in one school.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Yes, they are exaggerating as fuck, but they kind of keep every episode juicy as fuck. So it's like,
we'll
you cram 6 months of drama in one episode. Like, you know that that one scene where, like, her sister did a play about... Did you see, did you go that far where she the sister did a play about her sister? And she, like, she reenacts of her part being on the Ferris wheel, on the little pony. And she's like, oh, the play? The play, you know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about. And she's like, oh, my God, yes, I love sex. And then the sister, no, stop. She, like, make a scene and shit.
No,
oh, you didn't see... Oh, bro.
That show was whack.
Made me seem stupid as fuck. No, but at this point, my only argument with this show is they just put it should have just put it in college.
Oh yeah,
it made fucking make way more sense. Like, dude, I don't want to see teenagers getting it on. I'm a grown man. That's weird, bro.
That's weird. But
did I watch all two seasons? Yes. But like,
did I feel real invited? Yeah.
But they should just put that show in college. Whole time I was pretending they were in college.
But if you got anything else to talk about,
nah, that's pretty much it. I want to say the other ones for.
Hey, it was a great show. Thank you for coming here, Fortino Alejandres. Right? Is your name?
Thank you, Alejandro Gomez.
Thank you for joining us on the Fumi
Tony Alejandro podcast. Alejandres, you got to be shitting me. Really, one time we got pulled over?
All right, before we ended up, that was the one time we got pulled over when we were like young teenagers. We're walking from the mall, right?
We were
both wearing red t-shirts because...
Like pure coincidence, bro. And we linked up, remember?
Yeah, because you were somewhere, and we met up at the mall with our cousin, and we just split up and came home.
All right. Hey, free Pac-Man.
Free Pac. So we were walking home. Like, it was already like 8 or 9. So, like, obviously, what are these kids doing now? It's late, you know.
Suspicious.
So we got pulled over, like, almost, like, close to our house.
Like, literally 2 minutes from our house walking. Yeah,
we got pulled over. The cop pulls over. He was like, you guys gang-related? You guys look, like, all red, so what gang are you guys from? I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, they were, like,
gang?
Like, what the fuck?
Why? Red? What are you talking
about? We're, like, in our
Whatever could you be an officer?
Yeah, we're in our Cincinnati fitted.
All right, what's your name? He was like, yo, you said your name, 14 Alejandro's. And we were yours, buddy? Oh, Alejandro Alejandro's.
He's like, Alejandro. And my hands are like this, so he don't, like, think I'm going to attack him.
The other guy's all patting you down?
Yeah, and my hands are like this. I'm like, I'm in T formation. And then he's all, look, I remember looking over you, and he's, like, looking at your ID. Alejandro Alejandro's. You gotta be shitting me, right? Like, he, like, literally was like, what the fuck, is that a real name?
He said, oh my god, man.
And you're like, what'd you say?
What do you want me to do, man?
Like, well, you can look it up. And he's like, I believe you. No, but it was pretty,
fuck
it was
12
just, yeah, fuck 12. Was it when I was 11 at 13? Cause fuck 12.
That's a little fun story to wrap.
Yeah, it was
up.
Stupid as fuck, bro. We literally, like, I was already out and about in my day. Uh-huh. And then we, like, well, I don't know, we hit each other up there, and we met up at the mall with her cousins. Mm-hmm. Like three different parties meeting up at Fiesta Mall, RIP Fiesta Mall. And then we're going home. And then, oh, I remember how this contraband that I gave the homie and shit.
Oh.
Yo, I actually was fucking
in you were in your hooligan phase.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, this is post-hooligan phase, like. Up in that shit, and thank God, like, I gave that shit to the homie before we split, like, we parted ways, and I gave it to him. Mm-hmm. Cause I think he was trying to flex, like, at the carnival, the carnival in front of the mall.
Yeah,
on some girls and shit, and I was like, fuck it, I just gave it to him. And he did his thing with it, but fucking thank God I gave it to him, cause I had to pull this over, they would be like, oh, fuck it on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Like, thankfully I didn't have that shit with me. You know, it all worked out. But yeah, they pulled us over cause they were totally profiling, bro. They were totally hating.
Top of that, both wearing red. Doesn't matter. Nothing crazy about that.
Yeah. Oh, that shit was stupid as fuck. We were like, and remember the All Style tees? Triple A tees? No, they're called All Styles, but we called them Triple A tees.
Uh huh, yeah.
Yeah, 3 for $10.
Yeah. And that was like fucking one for like the same price. That's three.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up, boy. Thank you for tuning into the Pumia Sunday podcast. I'm your host, Alejandro Gomez.
And this has been co-host Yurasan. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in. Eric couldn't be here, but shout out to him. He'll be here in the next podcast. Make sure to listen. On Apple Podcast, Spotify. Oh, I didn't tell you. I actually put it like in other different platforms. Cause
really?
What's it called? The thing I used to
DistroKid?
No, not DistroKid. Whatever the one that I used
CD
to
CD Baby.
Shut the fuck up. The thing that I used to distribute like all like the
your platforms.
Yeah, there's other platforms like Google thing whatever. So put them on there.
Hell yeah!
Instead of just being Spotify and Apple. So I don't know. I'll look into them so I can. You know, announce it next time.
And YouTube and TikTok.
So, yeah, just next time I'll come with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring the other ones, other platforms. But, yeah, Apple, Spotify, podcast, Apple's podcast, and YouTube, of course. Make sure you go like, subscribe, review, whatever.
Appreciate y'all.
It feels weird saying that. But go do that. Thank you for tuning in to the Pumia Sunday podcast, baby. We're out.
Like, share, appreciate y'all.
Peace, baby.